אנחנו קוראים בכתבי בעל
הסולם. We are reading in the writings of בעל הסולם, page 325, the introduction to the study of the Ten Sefirot, item 149. You can ask questions on the website kam.tv.
Yes, so he wants to scrutinize many things here in this introduction. Most especially, we need to learn what the wisdom of Kabbalah is, what the difference between it and religion is. Why did religion spring from the wisdom of Kabbalah? Right? It's because they cannot maintain this intention in order to bestow patiently, to see how a person despairs and how not to fall down from this despair, but rather the opposite, to rise to the quality of bestowal, which he didn't receive yet, he doesn't feel it, it comes instead of that. But the fact that he despairs with his own strength, and yet he doesn't leave, then in exchange for that, in return for that rather, he receives the quality of bestowal, and he truly begins to study, to learn the wisdom of Kabbalah. The wisdom of the quality of bestowal begins to work in him. Before that, until the quality of bestowal is revealed, he only learns what his will to receive is. So, please, go ahead.
So, reading in the writings of Bala Sulam, first volume, page 325, in the introduction to the study of the Ten Sefirot, item 149. Once we have reached thus far, we can provide some idea and insight into the four worlds known in the wisdom of Kabbalah by the names Atzilut, Bria, Yetzira, Asiya, of Kedusha, holiness, and the four worlds Abia, of Klipot, shells, arranged one opposite the other, opposite the Abia of Kedusha. You will understand all this from the above explanation of the four discernments of attainment of His providence and the four degrees of love. First, we shall explain the four worlds Abiyah of Kedusha, holiness, and we shall start from the bottom, from the world of Asiya.
If we speak of the recognition of the Creator, the four degrees we need to attain, Asiya, Yetzira, Bria, Atzilut, because Ak and Sof, that's the end of the road, it includes everything. So we need to understand that these degrees are degrees of love. We attain the Creator the way He relates to us, and that is entirely love. But in a gradual manner, according to our degree of development, we can come to know Him. Well, let's say a baby. To what extent does he understand that his mother loves him? He doesn't even notice it. He doesn't think about how she thinks of him. Right? He feels good with her. And he just exploits it, right? The more he grows, the more he begins to understand his mother's attitude and regard for him. And only then can he enter the study of love. So the study of the way the Creator relates to the created being, the study of love, is the study of the wisdom of Kabbalah.
150. We have already explained the first two discernments of providence of concealment of the face. You should know that both are considered the world of Asiya. This is why it is written in the book, The Tree of Life, that the world of Asiya is mostly bad. And even the little good of good contained in it is mixed with bad and is unrecognizable. Interpretation. From the perspective of the first concealment, it follows that it is mostly bad, meaning the torments and pains that those who receive this providence feel. And from the perspective of the double concealment, the good is mixed with the bad as well, and the good is completely indiscernible. The first discernment of the revelation of the face is the discernment of the world of Yetzirah. This is why it is written in the Tree of Life, that the world of Yetzirah is half good and half bad. This means that he who attains the first discernment of revelation of the face, which is the first form of conditional love, considered a mere repentance from fear, is called medium. And he is half guilty and half innocent. The second discernment of love is also conditional, but there is no trace of any harm or detriment between them. Also, the third discernment of love is the first discernment of unconditional love. Both are regarded as the world of Bria. Hence, it is written in the Tree of Life that the world of Bria is mostly good, and only its minority is bad, and that minority of bad is indiscernible. This means that since the medium is awarded one mitzvah, he sentences himself to the side of merit, and for this reason he is considered mostly good, meaning the second discernment of love. The minute, indiscernible evil that exists in Bria extends from the third discernment of love, which is unconditional. Also, he has already sentenced himself to the side of merit, but he has not yet sentenced the whole world. Hence, a minority in him is bad, since this love is not yet considered eternal. However, this minority is indiscernible because he still did not feel any harm or detriment even toward others. The fourth discernment of love, the unconditional love, which is also eternal, is considered the world of Atzilut. This is the meaning of what is written in the Tree of Life, that in the world of Atzilut there is no evil whatsoever, and there evil will not dwell with you. This is because after one has sentenced the entire world to the scale of merit too, love is eternal, complete, and no concealment or cover will ever be conceived, since there is the place of the absolute revelation of the face. As it is written, your teacher shall no longer hide himself, and your eyes shall see your teacher. This is because now he knows all of the Creator's dealings with all the people as true providence that appears from his name, the good who does good to the good and to the bad.
Meaning that what's ahead of me, what's facing me, is the discovery of 4 degrees of love. So how do I prepare 4 vessels for those 4 degrees of love, which of course I need to prepare within the society, in the group? And if I do so, if I know how to build my relationship with them in that manner, then I discover the way the Creator relates to me, to the extent that I express my love towards the friends. To that extent, I discover the Creator's love for them, or for us. Is that clear? Any questions about that? Asiya, Bria, Yetzira, this and that, it doesn't matter. The principle is simple. The more I show my love for the 10, I discover that love. The more I discover the love of the Creator to that 10 of which I am a part. It all depends on the extent to which I integrate in the 10. To my degree of love for the 10, my degree of integration matches the degree of the revelation of the love of the Creator to us. Because he is not limited. Everything depends on the vessel, and the vessel depends upon me. And I can be in the group of among the students of Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma, but if I relate to them correctly, I discover the Creator in his full force, the full force of his love. All right? Amnon, you got a question?
No.
What happens, Rav, if the friend doesn't feel love for the group?
To have patience, and to try to somehow help that friend, as you help a baby to understand things, to understand it, to feel it, to participate. Yes.
But, Rav, a baby doesn't know that he loves his mother, right? It comes to him naturally. But for a person in the tent, it doesn't come naturally. Should he act it out? Or how do you do it so that love for the tent will awaken in me?
Act. By that, we invoke the reforming light.
By acting, playing.
As we have already learned.
Okay.
Yes, who else?
Should I stand up or sit down?
Sitting for us, it's a, even sitting, it's a great honor for us.
It's unclear to me that part where he talks about the four worlds Abiyah of Kedusha and the four worlds of Abiyah of the Klipot, the shells. What does it mean? One opposite the other?
There are four degrees. They're called four worlds of Kedusha, of holiness, of love, of the revelation of the Creator's love. The Creator himself is never revealed. We don't know who he is, what he is. We discover his attitude, right? His love, which is revealed in four degrees, from the smallest to the greatest. Four stages, right? And opposite that, because we are all made of the substance of the will to receive, which is opposite to bestowal and love, then we have four degrees of impurity, tum'ah in Hebrew, or of hatred, which is also a klipa, a shell, opposite the world of asiya, opposite the world of yetzira, bria, and also a shell opposite the world of atzilut, but its place is in the world of bria, but that doesn't matter. So we have these four worlds, and the Creator made four worlds opposite four other worlds, and it's all about the attitude, the relations that you discover between these two forces, the upper force of love upon the lower force, which is hatred. Now, how is this revealed? How do you discover it? You reveal a certain inclination towards love through efforts, and instead of it, you discover a fall, hatred, complete hatred, and beyond that, opposite that, on top of that, rather, you discover love, right? There is no righteous one in the land who did all good and never sinned. So you're shown the sin, you want to transcend it, and then you come to love, to the mitzvah, the commandment. And so each time, and you climb all these degrees, 620 times, it's called Tarach.
Well, we talked a lot about despair, and I really liked, where is that point of despair here?
Despair, because a person despairs, he wants to carry out acts of bestowal, to integrate in the proper environment, to go out to disseminate, all those things, and he despairs then. He hasn't the strength, the energy, because the will to receive doesn't allow him to feel any, to sense any profit. And what does he do then? If he knows how to do things above that, how to act above it, it's good, great. But if he doesn't, even though the teacher tells him to do, to act, and the friends also show him that they're doing something, nevertheless, but he, due to his pride, cannot. So, no, instead of that, I'll just lay down on the sofa, I'll watch some football, soccer. So, that's what causes him to fall.
When you speak about despair, we talk a lot about despair. First of all, we need to understand what is this despair. You say dissemination, fine. People are so despaired, they can't even do dissemination. They can't even come here. And you're talking about the dissemination. People are despaired. People are complaining. People are complaining.
Are you paid for all this?
No.
Just give me a sentence here. What?
No, I mean, really, there are people who despair of anything. When you say dissemination, they can't even do dissemination.
Poor people.
So what do you do in such a case? Have you ever felt such despair so that you cannot do anything?
I understand despair to be this way. I'm like a rag, and people step on that rag, and then you wring it. And when there's nothing left in that rag to wring, then it's fine, it's good.
This is what you're saying, like a washing machine, you know. But how do you get out of it and do dissemination?
He never rises, he's willing to die, and he allows people to make whatever of him. He's willing to die, right? Annulment, where simply there's nothing left but for ashes, dirt. Just the dust remains.
That's my question. So how does he get up? Even if he comes here every morning lesson, how does he get up?
He cannot get up.
But he wants to get up and be here.
Mister, you understand that you're under the forces of nature, and all the wisdom of Kabbalah does is teaches you where you are. There's no protection here, protection payment that you can pay, and then you can do whatever you want. You don't have it here. That's why, look, if you want to know the forces of nature, know them. You want to use them, use them. You don't, that's all. What do you want from me?
No, I want some advice.
I don't know. I understand what technique means, what laws are, what nature is. It's all about laws. It won't help you if you ask for this or that. You think you're going to cry so that the Creator will be impressed of it. Because he's even before you, he puts the tears in you. It's not you crying. He's causing you to cry. So what's going on here? Don't you understand that this is only a game of the Creator with Himself? You're just in there, in between.
So what do you recommend? Do you have advice? You said that you yourself were in despair 5 years, you didn't leave home.
What are you talking about, 5 years?
Or 5 months. I don't know how much you said. 5 hours.
For him, it's the same.
I don't know. 5 hours, 5 months, 5 years.
What
does it matter?
Are you talking about? Maybe 3 or 5 days.
Okay, but you didn't go out.
I couldn't go out, yes.
So what do we need to do? What do we need to do to reach such a despair to then shake away the dust?
I couldn't come by the door. Do you understand that? I couldn't come close to the door. Incapable. And when Rabash called, and he said, you must come over, I was crying on the phone that I can't go out of my house. So he said, I'm going to send friends over. And they came and they pulled me out of my apartment, and they brought me up to Rabash's place where he lives, and he made a meal for us. But I don't know, 10 bottles of whiskey with everything he had in his refrigerator, you know, real this way. And we were drinking, and then he understood that I couldn't come. You know, what do you think? He doesn't feel what's going on. And then in the end, he took a pot out of his refrigerator, and he said, but this soup, your wife made that. I'm going to keep on eating that. Meaning I was sitting home, but she kept on bringing him food. She would cook food for him. So what am I trying to say? It's not obvious. It's not an obvious state, or not clear state. But I give you such examples. This is what the Creator does. So what? You have to subjugate yourself as much as you can. You can't. You can die. I could die at that time, and I wouldn't care about it. That's all I could do.
So who can really help you? Your Rav, your friends, who can help?
I don't think my friends could help me. They called me, but, and I said, I can't. Don't come, I can't. That's it.
So who will help? The wife? Who?
No. Well, of course, thanks to her as well, because she would used to cook for him, and that's a strong connection. It's a strong connection.
So what do you recommend if someone is in that despair? If you say if the group can't help, so who? What can you do? Certain intention to come out of that? What? Do you have any idea that to get out of this despair? Or you say it comes by itself and leaves by itself?
I don't understand you because there are so many options and opportunities that we didn't have back then. And you're not using it. I understand that time is different. This ego is terrible. Then people were like good children. I don't have advice. The truth is, except for patience in general, there is no advice. Subjugate yourself under all the waves. Let them just pass on. But the group, the actions by the group, some kinds of actions. And also, you have so many different kinds of actions. You can do this, you can do that, you can do. Just don't stay home alone.
No.
That's it.
שמעתי מחבר שאומר ש
I heard a friend says that it doesn't sound attractive, this whole being a rag.
What do you mean,
putting yourself to
death?
What
is he looking for? What attraction is he looking for?
How to put more flavor in the work?
Flavor in the work?
Yeah.
If I know that this state is essential in order to let go of my present nature, just like everyone else in the world is, and to rise from the degree of this world to the upper world, when in between I have to let go of my ego, depart from it, that's the meaning of being a rag. So why is that not a respectable state? It's the highest state possible in this world, when I'm completely despaired of it. What can be better? It's not attractive. What else is better? Tell me what, in nice words, because the way I feel like speaking is such a language, it's not attractive for him to be above his will to receive. He himself is in shit, I don't know where, and I don't know what he's fed from, but for him it's not attractive. Seriously.
Oh, yes, Lenora.
Oh, we have a lawyer. Well,
how to awaken the ten, the friends, from the point of integration and without losing that point of integration?
Dugma.
Example.
Rak dugma.
Only example.
Yes. Suppose you can come to the place where you want them to be, collect them, bring them, and from there you can start saying, guys, we said we're going to be here, but except for you, no one's there. No one from the tent, but you can call Dudi, suppose, and say, Dudi, come on, everyone's here except for you. And then Dudi will come. And Dudi's going to ask, so where are the others? And he'll say, I see them. They're all here. Now, along with Dudi, you can fool the second, third, etc. Okay, what? Are you really changing in some way? How did the impeachment go with you? Okay, don't answer that.
Can I ask?
Yes.
We read in the text that revealing the love and the whole wisdom of Kabbalah, you said, is studying the love of the created being to the Creator.
Yeah, that's the whole wisdom, nothing more. Instead of you being in your instinctive love to my beloved good self, which undoubtedly is worth more than this whole world, instead of that, I'm supposed to hate this rag, this garbage, etc., and to reach the complete form of love of the Creator. This transition is not simple at all.
So the Creator's love is expressed in the person's hatred to his will to receive?
Of course. In order to receive. The will to receive itself is just matter. But the intention in order to receive. What so is that new for you?
The expression of love. You know, you think, you expect that it'll be an expression of love. Why does it have to be?
It cannot come without hatred. You can't simply love something. It's always built because we are the created beings. We can only build it with one thing and its opposite. Otherwise, there's no difference between light and darkness. That's the way it is, mister. What can you do about it? No, there are some I promised a long time ago. Yes, yes, yeah, you.
Question about despair and the example of Rabash. I sat with a friend a few days ago, and as we spoke, I had this kind of sigh, and then he reminded me that Rabash, Bala Sulam would be mad if someone would, if he would hear someone sighing. And I wanted to ask about this thing that once in a while you need to kind of sigh. And also there's the children of Israel sigh from the work. And all.
Well, what is this thing to sigh? To burp? I understand that. But a sigh, what is that?
What does it mean the children of Israel sigh from the work? And why is it not accepted as a legitimate thing?
Because you have to prepare yourself in advance that you won't fall. You yourself will not fall. If you do fall, it's because the Creator tripped you. And for you, this fall is sweet. You can feel that in this fall, you're like a baby in his mother's hands. Try to imagine that. And this is a fall, this is annulment. That's the way you feel it. Because basically, what is this fall? I'm no longer managed by my ego. It's not working in me. I'm nothing. It's now. Now specifically is the time for me to become an embryo. Through this point, now I'm going to reach this point of embryo.
So this thin line of, let's say, between there's nothing happier in a person's life than reaching despair of his own strength, and
why happy?
And on the other hand, the children of Israel sigh from the work.
Yes, from the work. When they saw that from this work nothing will come out. Isn't that joy? It's joy.
So why is there a sigh? So the children of Israel sigh from the work is a sigh that...
Joy? Yes. Finally, I'm rid of it. I got rid of this will to receive. I've been 20 years or 400 years. I've been with it. Now I got rid of it. What are you talking about? Why is this sigh? No, it's not despair. No, that's not despair. What is he saying about Balasulam? Because that, then they saw that nothing can help them. They can no longer ascribe any hope to their egoistic desire, and then the hope only stays with the Creator. That's it. 100%. You depend only on Him. You know what? There is no happier state than this.
22
what?
Here?
Yeah, excerpt 22.
Read, Dudi. Quote number 22, this is from Baal HaSulam, letter 57. There is no happier situation in a man's world than when he finds himself despaired with his own strength. That is, he has already labored and done all that he could possibly imagine he could do, but found no remedy. It is then that he is fit for wholehearted prayer for his help, because he knows for certain that his work, that his own work, will not help him. As long as he feels some strength of his own,
necessarily from the ego,
his prayer will not be whole, because the evil inclination rushes first and tells him, first you must do what you can, and then you will be worthy of the Creator. It was said about it, the Lord is high and the low will see. Once a person has labored in all kinds of work and has become disillusioned, he comes into real lowliness, knowing that he is the lowest of all people, and there is nothing good about his body. At that time, his prayer is whole, and he is granted by his generous hand.
Well, so, is that not a good state? We're expecting this state. Yes. And let's move on with 152, right?
151.
Hold on. First we have Gershon. You don't want to ask? No. Okay. Oh. Hold on. Kiev.
Да, здравствуйте, дорогой Раф. Вот мы сейчас изучали про четыре мира, да, любви.
We just learned about the four worlds of love towards the Creator, and you also said about 40 minutes ago that when a person sleeps in a lesson, he receives only nefesh of nefesh. And since friends who are not sleeping and working receive all the naran chai, so the lights drew us into vessels. So how do all these things connect? The gradual love for the Creator and the lights that the friends receive, those who sleep, those who work.
Oh, Mekif clothes on a person according to his tendency, according to his desire. Even if a person is unworthy yet, he doesn't have tzimtzum and masach to develop the ochozeo, in which he can reveal the Creator, which is oyashar. But nonetheless, according to his desire, he can perceive the Omekif, the surrounding light. As we've read, and we're going to read it soon in item 155 about the surrounding lights in this introduction. So that's it. That's what we should do. What is his question?
No, what... Вот эта любовь Творца, про которую мы читаем здесь, она...
This love of the Creator that we're reading about here, among other things, it clothes in the person through the surrounding light.
Yes, in the surrounding light as well. No, Makif. Yes. You have to understand that. Once you've been through the point of despair, and you don't have such a connection or... better put control of my will to receive, my evil inclination, Pharaoh. After that, once you've been there, you start attaining your connection with the Creator. That's called the revelation of the four degrees of the Creator's love to the created beings. And this is according to the amount that I can develop my love to the Creator. This is done in a kli, as much as I develop my love to my ten. That's called from the love of the created beings to the love of the Creator. In the kli of love of friends, I reveal the love of the Creator. Meaning, I cannot enter the spiritual world, the spiritual revelation, if I don't start, at least to some extent, this matter of love. The building of love. There is no such a thing. That's why we have to really make an effort to see as much as we can our disconnected from hatred. And of course, it will be revealed one corresponding to the other, because klipot are parallel to the kedusha, abiyade klipa and abiyade kedusha. That's how they work, one against the other.
A person who feels that after all the explanations and everything, he cannot participate in the group action of dissemination, what advice can you give him?
I have no advice.
None.
I'm saying seriously.
I don't
feel here any option of running away or canceling it or no to avoid it. No. Anyhow, we're letting go. If people are not paying maaseh, we're letting go. All kinds of ways of taking part of our activity. We come as if people deserve everything. If you don't even do that, just sit at home. What's the difference? Later, we're sitting and we're complaining. Why don't we get what we deserve?
עמוד 803, טור א' למטה, עוד קוף נון א'.
Item 151, page 326 in the English book. Now you can understand the discernment of the four worlds of Klipa, set up opposite the Abiyah of Kedusha, as in God has made one opposite the other. This is because the Merkava, chariot of the Klipot of Asiya, comes from the discernment of the concealed face in both its degrees. That Merkava dominates in order to make man sentence everything to the side of fault. And the world of Yetzirah of Klipa catches in its hands the side of fault, which is not corrected in the world of Yetzirah of Kedusha. By this they dominate the medium, which receive from the world of Yetzirah by way of God has made one opposite the other. The world of Bria of Klipa has the same power to cancel the unconditional love, meaning to cancel only the thing that love hangs on, meaning the imperfection in the love of the second discernment. And the world of Atzilut of Klipa is what captures it in its hand that minority of evil whose existence in Bria is not apparent due to the third discernment of love. Even though it is true love by the force of the good who does good to the good and to the bad. Regarded as Atzilut of Kedusha, still, because he has not been awarded sentencing the whole world to the side of merit, the Klipa has the strength to fail the love with regard to providence over others.
Good.
We just have to know that one corresponds to the other, and every time it's revealed as the advantage of light out of darkness. We want to feel the light of the world of Briah, the light of the world of Atzilut. Go ahead. But this is the background. The background is the darkness where the klipot are revealed, and they're revealed inside a person. They clothe on him, they fill him when he wants to kill his friends, etc. That's when it's revealed. Is this clear? Move on.
Item 152. This is the meaning of what is written in the Tree of Life, that the world of Atzilut of the Klipot stands opposite the world of Briah, and not opposite from Atzilut. This is so because only the fourth discernment of love extends from the world of Atzilut of Kedusha. Hence, there is no dominion to the Klipot there at all, since he has already sentenced the whole world to the side of merit and knows all the dealings of the Creator in his providence on people too, from the providence of his name, the good who does good to the good and to the bad. However, in the world of Briah, from which extends the third discernment, there is still no sentencing of the whole world. Therefore, there is still a hold for the klipot. Yet these klipot are considered the atzilut of the klipa, since they are the opposite, the third discernment, the unconditional love, and this love is considered atzilut.
We'll
read 152 again. This is the meaning of what's written in Tree of Life, that the world of Atzilut of the Klipot stands opposite the world of Briah, and not opposite from Atzilut. This is so because only the fourth discernment of love extends from the world of Atzilut of Kedusha. Hence, there is no dominion to the Klipot there at all, since he has already sentenced the whole world to the side of merit and knows all the dealings of the Creator in his providence on people too, from the providence of his name, the good who does good to the good and to the bad. However, in the world of Briah, from which extends the third discernment, there is still no sentencing of the whole world. Therefore, there is still a hold for the klipot. Yet these klipot are considered the atzilut of the klipa, since they are opposite the third discernment, the unconditional love, and this love is considered atzilut.
This means we have a problem here. Don't think it's already the disclosure of love. It's when a person stands between two worlds, between love and hatred, and he cannot sentence between the two, and cannot understand, can't feel. He has all kinds of a sense in the degrees here, when the aviyut, the coarseness appears, he has to overcome it, to adapt himself, to be above it in love. And the opposite of what appears, this is not simple work. He's a sense, meaning coming out of this world is all it is escaping the will to receive, but later it comes back. Just as, on the one hand, you're given the light that reforms, the Torah. On the other hand, you're being given all the evil. And as we correct it, Egypt is with us, in our heart. That's why with each and every step, we have to say it's in memory of the Exodus from Egypt, because we're correcting all that evil that's being revealed. Then you have to bless the evil just as you do with the good, and be this way. Is that okay?
Oh.
Yochi.
No, Morez, v'kesher le'afatza, az...
Ken?
So about dissemination.
Yes.
When you say go out to disseminate, there is some weight to it. But when I say to friends, it's like the words go to the trash. So there's no advice?
You have to keep on. I also have to keep on.
Okay, I do every day, but
every day I'm trying to do my work. You have to try to do your work. And the calculation goes for each and everyone. Nothing to do about it. That's the work. What can you do with them? Beat them with a stick.
I wish I could.
Maybe you should. Maybe. Nothing to do about it. What can you do? Sometimes you see on a person that what's left for him to do is only 1 millimeter in order to start the revelation. But this millimeter, is he won't do it. And you're telling him, do this, and he's like, no. That's luck. Okay, what do you want to ask all the time?
Student from Nahariya is asking how to not let the despair be a stumbling block instead of a springboard.
I don't think this is a... Despair is a good thing. It's sweet. Because I'm despaired of my ego, I thought it may help me reach something. That's why when I'm despaired and despaired and despaired, by that I'm not tied, helpless. I'm helpless from using my ego. And I feel more confidence that if the Creator doesn't build the house, nothing will come out. And I see it as an accumulative thing until he has to help me. Then they sighed.
Boris from Berlin is asking, we say that loving a friend is fulfilling his desire. Is love a feeling or an action?
Love is a force. It's a force acting in reality. That's one force. That's the Creator. Love is the Creator. That's it. Because we're talking about the force of love, not self-love. Rather, love.